Chapter 4. In the Cemetery. It was very dark and silent inside the cemetery. Jack looked at his watch. Tom took the path on the left.
"See you later,"
he said, and walked quietly along the path.
"It's 11:55. See you in 5 minutes."
Danny pointed to the path on the right.
"I'll go that way round the cemetery, Jack,"
he said.
"But I'm frightened. Maybe I'll see a ghost. What will I do?"
"Shout loudly and run very quickly,"
said Jack with a smile.
"Good luck,"
said Danny.
"See you soon."
"I must take the middle path,"
thought Jack.
"Ooh, I don't like this."
Jack tried to see into the darkness. Then he started to walk along the middle path. Suddenly, a cloud passed in front of the moon. Jack stopped and waited.
"It's so dark without the moon,"
he thought. He started to hear noises all round him.
"Tom? Danny? Is that you?"
But there wasn't anybody there. Jack was alone.
"Oh, I'm imagining things. I'm being stupid."
Then he remembered a scary film about a cemetery he once saw on television. He remembered the scary book he read the week before, too. Suddenly, something touched his head and he jumped. But it was only the branch of a tree.
"Ghosts don't exist."
The moon appeared again.
"I can see now,"
thought Jack. But when he got near the big black tomb, he started to imagine things again.
"Is the door of the tomb opening? Is somebody going to jump out? Is somebody watching me?"
Jack walked slowly. He was very frightened. The tomb was directly in front of him now. It was big and black and scary, and it was very quiet. Jack walked slowly to the tomb.
"Whew! There isn't anything there. Everything is okay."
Then suddenly, he heard a noise. The noise came from the tomb.